A demonstration was held in the village of Awalaja, Bethlehem, against Israel's plans to build a wall that will encircle the village and isolate the residents from Bethlehem. When the wall is complete, there will be one entrance into the village where 500 people reside that will be guarded by Israeli soldiers. The entrance will isolate the villagers from the nearby village of Beit Jala and the centre of Bethlehem. The protesters marched towards the gate where they were met with Israeli soldiers who forbade them from passing.
We're here with the people of Awalaja. Most of these people are now isolated because their land was taken in 1948, and what's remaining of their land on this side of the green line is now being surrounded by walls, and including this gate, which separates their entry into Beit Jala. So basically it becomes an open-air prison for the remaining people of Awalaja.
The Israeli soldiers then attacked the protesters using sound grenades and tear gas. They then sprayed one protester directly in the eyes with pepper spray.
They came and they put this ugly gate. We came here to say for the whole world that they are continuing settling our land, taking our land, confiscating our land. They came and they separate Awalaja from Bethlehem. So we are here to demolish this gate, and we are trying to go for our land from here.
Munda continued to explain how this would personally affect the residents of Awalaja village.
This gate separates between the people and their land, and this gate makes Awalaja with the one entrance which controlled by the Israeli army. So we have here like more than 5,000 people. They are blocked inside prisoners. They can open whenever they want, and they can close whenever they want. So we came here to open this gate so the people can go freely for their land, for Bethlehem, for Beit Jala.
This is the third gate that has been erected in the village, two of which have been closed by the Israeli army. On Wednesday, the Awalaja village council stated the new gate would cause serious issues as the road is used regularly by the residents and it will block them from farming their agricultural land nearby. It will furthermore prevent school children from accessing their local school in Beit Jala. The villagers and popular committee have called upon the international human rights groups to take immediate action to remove the Israeli gates. This gate behind us, blocked by the Israeli soldiers, is now isolating Bethlehem from Awalaja village. And furthermore, the Israeli army intend to build a wall totally encircling Awalaja, which will isolate the people living inside. Nell Burton, Press TV, Occupied Awalaja.